Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're commemorating, we're celebrating, we're honoring those who poured out the last full measure of devotion on this Memorial Day, 2019. That's what we've been doing all this hour. We're going to be doing it the next hour, too. But I've got Rich Galen here, and he's been doing a great job of helping us with this. But I want to turn to another topic. I want to turn to something he does every day, and that's a little bit of politics. I need to get a little bit of an update from Rich on the political world. Not that we don't get enough news as it is, Rich, but I would like to have your analysis on where you think things are. Do you think that the Democrats will pursue an impeachment of the president?
You know, I would, 3 weeks ago, I would have said no instantly. Now I think the percentages are climbing toward 50-50. I think Nancy Pelosi is holding back, you know, the dam as best as she can. But I think her troops may be clamoring for it, and she's not going to be able to hold them back. I ran GOPAC for Newt Gingrich. Remember GOPAC?
This is why I ask him the question, folks. He's got the history. Go ahead.
1998, which was the impeachment year for Bill Clinton. And on the one hand, they did get some serious things done. They got a balanced budget done. They did
welfare reform. It was huge.
But the whole impeachment thing sucked the life out of, not the air out of Washington, but sucked the life out of Washington's political life. It just sucked the air out. And it was really unfortunate that my friend Mary Madeline, who I think everybody knows,
yeah,
her husband James Carville used to live just behind us here and just outside of Washington, D.C., used to say that's the only time in her lifetime here in Washington that it came into everybody's house. As soon as you went to somebody's house for, for like a reception or a cocktail party, people would immediately split up into Newt people and Clinton people.
But Richard, that's been going on. That's been going on across this country since November the 6th, 2016.
Well, that's right. But remember, this was 20 years ago, 21 years ago. And so it's and I was just going to say that I think we're in the same place now. The only people that doesn't apply to are people like me, who are now old and on the downside of their career, and have been doing it for 100 years. I do a two-man thing with a guy named Mike McCurry, who was Bill Clinton's press secretary during that time. Mm-hmm. And we just get along famously. He went to theological school and is a teacher. But you know, guys like us can still get together, and
you can be philosophical about it. But here's my question.
Exactly.
Let's get back to the politics. Are they not learning anything from the Republicans about that this misadventure? I mean, this is not, I don't think it's going to be good for the Democrat Party. What do you think?
No, that's why Pelosi doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
The result of the 1998 midterm election, when Republicans should have picked up 10 to 12 seats in the House, is we lost a net 5 seats, and that cost Newt Gingrich's job. People think it was a bunch of other stuff, but it wasn't. It was because they had fought so hard, and I was part of that cabal that put together the 1998 election. And people, the voters, got so sick and tired of hearing about it that they just said, "You know what? Forget it." And the Democrats got themselves wound up into a frenzy, and the Democrat turnout was very close to presidential level
in
the off year. And Pelosi knows that, and she doesn't want that to happen and lose control of the House.
Well, looking at it objectively, at least when the Republicans did it, they had some evidence of you know that they could call on. But and Mr. Trump isn't perfect, But they've been called, some of Pelosi's people have been calling for impeachment since the morning after the election. I mean, where's the credibility there? That can't be good
for
them.
No, it can't. But they don't understand it. I mean, they're, you know, a lot of them are young. They're firebrands. I said that
Maxine Waters isn't young.
The Bronx.
Is it young?
I said that she's like Newt Gingrich without the advanced degrees.
Yeah, without the intelligence. Well, anyway,
yeah, that's right.
you think it's 50-50 right now?
I think it's 50-50.
When would it happen? Would it happen this year or next year?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's why you do this show and I don't. That I think what Pelosi's doing is she wants to run out the clock so that she can get this thing too far down the road to the 2020
where
election.
Cooler heads will prevail. Hey, Rich,
can't do it.
Happy Memorial Day. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Rich Galen.
And thanks to everybody who served.
I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Memorial Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.